to see. Now, moving on, after months of anticipation and several unauthorised versions finding their way onto the internet, the Czech translation of the seventh and final Harry Potter book has been released here in the Czech Republic. On Wednesday night, hundreds queued for a copy of Harry Potter a Relikvie Smrti, the Czech version of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. The official launch was held at Kanzelberger Bookshop and organised by Klára Honzíková, who spoke to Rosie Johnson earlier today. She said she was happy with attendance at the launch.
Well, the bookstore is always packed, so I think there were about 500-600 people, I guess.
And what sort of programme of events could they take part in?
The programme started at 10 in the morning. We have different competition for mostly for kids. But then the main programme started at 7 p.m. And we have different competition again. But now it was mostly for older fans. There was also a discussion with Pavel Marek, who is the translator of the books. There was also a magician, so there was a lot to see.
How did it compare? This is the seventh Harry Potter book. How did it compare with the other launches of previous Harry Potter books?
I think it was quite similar. We've done this. I think this was the third time we've done this at the bookstore. I think the attendance was the same. Maybe this time was a little bit higher because it's the last book, but I think it turned out great.
You said that the evening program was slightly more for Harry Potter's older fans, but were there lots of children up past their bedtime as well?
Yes, but not too many. I'd say like 100, not that much, probably 50, 60. But yeah, they're tired, they're sleepy. But there were a few fans who were so patient that they waited until midnight to get the book.
Why do you think that this whole Harry Potter phenomenon really has captured people's imaginations all over the world, and including in the Czech Republic, just the way that it has?
Well, if you read the book, you'll know it's a wonderful book. It's beautifully written, and it has this combination of a real world, so you kind of feel that it could happen to you. So you think that maybe sometimes you'll get the letter and you'll go to the Hogwarts school. So I think it's this thing that makes it more real.
And which brings me on to my next question, which is what your own personal relationship with Harry Potter is, because I know that you are one of the founding fathers, as it were, of a Harry Potter fan website.
Well, that's quite an interesting story, because I started reading the books to my little friend, like 5 years ago. Before that, I didn't know the books, but then it kind of captured me, and I fell in love with the books. And that time I was in the States, and when I got back to the Czech Republic, I was looking if there's some like fan club or something. And then we started a website, and it's the biggest website in the Czech Republic, and we have thousands of people coming there every day.
Klára Honzíková there, speaking to Radio Prague's Rosie Johnson about the launch of the last of the Harry Potter books here in the Czech Republic.